Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about
the schedule.
I mean, listen, we're talking about
the schedule.
Not a game. We talking about
the schedule.
Not a game. Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We talking about
the schedule.
Man, I mean, how silly is that? Man, we talking about
the schedule.
I know I'm supposed to be there. I know I'm supposed to lead by example. I know that. I'm not shoving it aside, you know, like it don't mean anything. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. What are we talking about?
The schedule.
Man, what are we talking about?
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, the schedule is out. Hey, everybody. Happy Thursday. Howard picks the Bills today.
Yes.
First one of those.
I mean, that's what's really important here.
Howard picks the Bills. Brian Koziel, a PGA Championship preview. We'll have that for you. Sal at 7, Howard at 8. Maybe we'll talk about the Leafs a little bit at some point as well.
Sure.
The Leafs have me...
Also, I got to ask Owen about what Aiden Hill was doing on that 1-0 goal in overtime.
Listen, what's Aiden Hill been doing this series? We'll get to that.
Yeah.
You know, can I tell you what the Leafs thing had me thinking about for a topic?
What's that?
What is the single worst Buffalo sporting event to have attended? You could make the case 6-3... But you're a bad team, and who cares? The Leafs last night, it's game 5. It's a high-leverage game, and you
the series is tied at 2.
It matters.
Yeah.
The Sabres lost a game to Carolina 4-0 at home in that 05-06 series. It's game 4. It goes 2-2 after that. Like, okay, it's a bad game. That for the Leafs last night?
Yeah.
I mean, from the start, it was... We'll get to it.
We've
got lots.
There's a Bills game in my head already.
It's the worst
a Sabre game
possible game to attend.
Yeah.
Because it was meaningful and they were bad?
Yeah.
Okay, save it.
Okay.
Because we've got meaningful games on the way. Bills, Ravens. Juicy. 5 primetime games, 4 425 games.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what your football season will look like. A lot of Bills in primetime, and every moment you're not watching the Bills, the Chiefs are on television.
Yep.
Every single moment. The Chiefs have 2 1 o'clock games.
In total. Not like home. Two total 1 o'clock games.
Bills have 7
Yeah.
By comparison. And
the Chiefs play on every day of the week except for Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yep.
Give them a chance. Maybe they'll end up on a Wednesday somehow, some way.
The Bills don't do that because they don't have a Saturday, we don't think. Doesn't look like the Bills will have a Saturday, right?
Yeah, there's the TBD in Week 18, but that's more for Sunday night anyway, isn't it?
Yes.
And I would be stunned if Bills-Jets isn't like 1 o'clock.
Yes.
But, yeah, I think that's more about, you know, no Saturday. The Bills don't play on a Friday, of course, also.
Yep.
We're going to get that in Week 1 where you're going to watch the Chiefs on a Friday.
It's enough. The Chiefs-ing that happened over the last 24 hours is enough to make me say... as I say, of course the league doesn't fix games for the Chiefs. Of course that's absurd. All of a sudden I'm forced to confront the fact that, I mean, they really seem to want them everywhere all the time. They have 7 primetime games. I thought the limit was 6.
Mm-hmm.
Rules are rules, schmools. Let's throw them in a couple more. Anyway, we'll get to that. So how do you like it? How do you like the schedule? Give us a ring. It's finally out. If you're one of these people that says, hey, just let me know when the schedule actually comes out. Hey, it's out. What do you think? The best starting point is, what do you think of Baltimore as the opener? Did we want to do a little better there? Do you like that?
No, I mean, it's good. I mean, is it too good? Sometimes you get week one and you think, all right, that game's not going to be there because that's too good of an opener. I think the matchup is awesome. I mean, it is maybe one of the toughest challenges in the league for the Bills specifically and for anybody. But it's a little bit of an opportunity for the Ravens, too, more I would say even for the Bills, to kind of, hey, prove that the Bills got away with one in that playoff game.
Revenge game,
yeah. Because if I were a Ravens fan, I would feel like the Bills got away with one. I would feel like Mark Andrews completely let me down, and my quarterback had a couple of moments in the first half that let me down, and that's it. That's all it took.
Yeah, you'd probably think it was a stupid game. Like, that game got stupid, and we lost, and it probably should have been a better outcome.
You think somebody or couple guys screwed it up for us. For the Bills, though, and maybe what a Ravens fan wouldn't be thinking about is the litmus test that is the defense going against Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, this Bills defense was opportunistic last year, and they got their result against the Ravens, but how did they do it? They got it by forcing him into a couple of turnovers early in the game. I mean, really only one they forced him into. The other one, he just literally put the ball on the ground. And then you forced a couple turnovers in the second half. Bernard punching the ball out from Andrews. Like, you forced them into mistakes. That's the only way they could succeed on defense last year. I want to be able to see them, like, dominate on defense or be capable of that. So what I'll be hoping for in week one is, all right, Bills, Bosa, and Hoyt won't be
on
the field, I guess, sorry.
No Hoyt, no Ogunjobi.
But Bosa and Landon Jackson and, of course, Hairston and, you know, all the T.J. Sanders, all these defensive moves they've made, drafted free agency. All right, let's see you look good against the Baltimore offense without needing turnovers. Let's see that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why they went out and improved that unit so that the next time they play Baltimore in a big, meaningful game, they're not going to need Terrell Bernard to punch the ball out against Mark Andrews because they're just going to force punts.
Yards per play, total yards in that game. I mean, the Bills had a fumble return that got some yardage, so that's a part of it.
Vaughn, how far did Vaughn run? Like 40 yards?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Baltimore had 416 total yards. The Bills had 273.
Okay.
One thing that is forgotten about that day, perhaps, was Josh Allen's stat line that day. Do you remember?
Against Baltimore?
I
can't imagine it was a ton, like 200 yards in the touchdown passing.
200 yards and a touchdown passing is the guess.
That's my guess, yeah.
Okay. 127 and no touchdowns.
Wow.
127 yards against Baltimore.
They were up in the whole second half,
that's right?
Right,
that's right.
Yeah.
While plenty will say, you know, you want the defense to be dominant, what I'll be looking for that day is, will the Bills' offense look like the 30 points per game offense we saw it look like so many times? Against Baltimore, they scored 27, and they were probably lucky to get 27. They got turnovers, 127 yards. All right, well, did they run the ball exceedingly well in that game? Not really. James Cook had 67 yards on 17 carries. Against Baltimore, they were, I think, a little, like you said, a little fortunate to get out of it. But whatever. Once you're the playoffs, it's very much, who cares who got lucky? Did you win? You know, you don't want to say, well, we were the better team but lost. You'd rather be the worst team and win 100 times out of 100 in the postseason. Regular season, right. You know, if that game happens and it's week one, we're saying, oh, wow, well, hey, the Bills didn't look that great. And Baltimore's probably feeling fine about losing 27-25. Like, all right, well, you know, passed at will, which is kind of how it went. Lamar in that game, 18 of 25 for 254, averaging 10 yards per completion.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, 10 yards per attempt.
I was going to say attempt, probably.
10 right. yards per attempt for Lamar in that game. Allen was at 5.8.
Well, to the Bills' credit, the way they won that game is how they won a lot of their games last year, which
turnovers.
But they played a clean game.
Yep.
The Bills played a clean game. They did not make mistakes, big mistakes, and they bet on that guy's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he gifted them a pick early in the game that they probably forced him into a little bit, but he threw the ball right to Taylor Rapp, and they pressured him just enough on another one where he just put the ball on the ground for them. And Josh didn't make those mistakes. So that's the difference. And, of course, Andrews being the difference.
Huge.
Also.
Huge.
So, like, no problem if that's how the Bills are going to beat the Ravens every time. Just you can trust the Bills to play a more clean game than Baltimore. Sometimes you're not going to get that. And to their credit, I think that is how they had to approach last year's playoff game, because I think if you just went toe-to-toe with the Ravens, you might – I mean, that was one of the historically great offenses of the NFL. You go back and look at all NFL seasons and look at what they were yards per play and what they were as a rushing offense especially, and the Ravens were one of the best offenses we've ever seen. And the Bills had a very good offense, but they kind of survived and even more than that, thrived on you never got sacked and you never turned the ball over. And those were the two things you were the best at.
Yep.
And this year, because I just don't know how if you're ever going to be able to count on every time we play them, we're going to be the team that plays a cleaner game. I'd like to see on both sides of the ball, the Bills stack up against the Ravens. Like, no, talent-wise, we're there with you. Or we're at least close. We're getting close.
You've been looking up also the context of teams that are the best in the league at turnovers and what they do the next year.
Yes.
Like how sustainable that is as an idea.
So I've got that. Since 2015, so you're going back a decade, the list of teams that have led the league in turnovers, every single team that has led the league in turnovers since 2016 has had an increase in turnovers the next year. And I think only one team has repeated as like the league leader in that front. So, yeah, when I talk about, hey, they're probably still going to be really good at not turning the ball over, they're still going to have more than they did last year. I mean, eight is not the total, is it? Eight might be, I got to find, eight is the differential. Whatever, I had the numbers a week ago. Here it is. It's an average increase of 7 year to year by these teams that have led the league. And some of them are going up by 10. And like Minnesota, that was a couple years ago. They go up by 10 turnovers. And like that's not actually that bad. That's not what they ended up with. But it's an average increase of 7. There it is. And the teams that have led the league in turnovers, not turning the ball over, I should say, in the last decade, the next year their average increase is 7 turnovers.
Okay.
So the Bills go up by 7. They're still going to be one of the better teams in the league, but you know, 7 turnovers, spread them out throughout games. That makes 7 games a lot more difficult just on that one play, because those are huge plays. That Lamar play was like, thinking back in the playoff game,
the win percentage drop or whatever it is.
Even more than that, I think the EPA was like a -8 on that play. Some of that's because Vaughn returned it. But
they're
it was,
in field
it was
goal
like
range,
a,
yeah.
Yeah, it was like a -8. It was the most impactful play of the game by EPA.
Well, it's a juicy opponent, and you know, you mentioned a couple different players in there. Who is fair to ask a lot of? You're talking about Landon Jackson, hoping the Bills' defense can be dominant. I'm thinking, man, a rookie defensive end. What are you asking of him in his first game against Lamar? Welcome to Lamar and Justin Fields to start the season for the Bills. So whichever player on the roster was about to be the scout team quarterback, like that guy's got a job for a couple of weeks to lead off the season. It is a juicy, juicy opener. You know, the thing about proving things and how it all plays out, the Ravens are a little bit like the Chiefs now. Last year, the Bills got thwacked by the Ravens in the regular season and then just took care of them in the playoffs. So, let's say Baltimore does it again. 35-10, Derrick Henry runs through their faces. What are we going to say? All right. Long season. That happened early last year. Let's see what happens in the playoffs.
By the way, it was 8 turnovers by the Bills last year in total.
That's incredible.
I did a double take there because I have 8 written down. I'm like, wait, 8 can't be right. No, it was 8, which tied an NFL record.
The one seed conversation, and I've got a comment here at the chat from Buffalo Bills 23 in the YouTube chat. And this is right. I think this is one way to say it. Beat Baltimore, the one seed conversation is immediately open. If it's not, I mean, of course, it kind of already is. But if you beat Baltimore, we're going to think they're unbeaten going into the Chief game.
Because their schedule is soft.
Right between those two is light. They have a light schedule. They have a couple of big guns, but they have a pretty light schedule. They have light travel.
Yep.
It's all kind of laid out for them to have this be the year where they are the top team in the AFC. And should we basically kind of look at it like that, one seed or bust? I don't know what bust means.
For the regular season, but sure, yes. I mean, bust might just mean...
You go to the playoffs as the 3 seed or the 2 seed, whatever. But the goal should be the one seed
again. But that bust feels like a letdown. 3 seed might feel like a letdown this year. I mean, you'll still be fueled up for the playoffs.
Yep.
But yeah, you feel like they should do it. What would be the excuse? It's not the schedule. There's nothing with the schedule. I mean, do they have they don't even have a long stretch where they're not at home, right? Like, they don't have more than 2 games on the road in a row. They have a 3-game homestand. In fact, 4 of the first 5 are at home to start the year. Yeah, really, after Baltimore, Howard will pick the Bills later. I mean,
soft.
I don't want to just say they could be 8-0 going into the Chief game, but it feels like it's not that hard.
One potentially good game, and I'm happy to see this on a Sunday night, the Patriots schedule. So the Patriots and Bills, it's week 5.
Yeah.
New England going into that game, if you want it, Raiders, Dolphins, Steelers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could have a decent record.
And then Panthers.
They could be 3-1.
It could be 4-0, depending on how good they are. But they could be 3-1. And if the Bills are 4-0 and they're 3-1, all right, Sunday Night Football.
When we get to that one, that'll feel like a big game for who's who in the division. A
little bit. That could be your typical Miami game where it's like, all right, let's find out if the division is over in week 5.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a nice schedule. I like the spacing out of the teams. The big 4 are in what, week 1, 9, 14, and 17?
Yeah.
As opposed to last couple years, what was it? Eagles and Chiefs, back-to-back opponents.
Mm-hmm.
They had a stretch of 4 out of 5 were just monster games. Here, you've got a big one, and then you flank every big one by, all right, these other teams might have nice seasons, but you wouldn't expect them to be big ones by then.
Look at it this way. Baltimore is, they're not really sandwiched by anything. There's nothing before them, but the Jets are after Baltimore. The Chiefs are sandwiched by Carolina and Miami. Cincinnati is sandwiched by Pittsburgh and New England, and Philly by Cleveland and New York. So, but I will say I don't love where that Philly game is. Week 17.
I've come around in only one way. I think it's a terrible spot for that game.
Yeah.
But at the same time, why is that a terrible spot? It's a terrible spot because one of those teams might not need it.
Or both.
Both
seems a little less likely, but it's possible.
Yep, or both might not need it.
Right.
Or one of them might need it, both of them might need it, and we might be kind of saying, what do I want to do? Go all out? What if I see this team in a month?
Right.
What do I want to show this team?
So a team that's that good, how much do I want to... they're big, they're physical. How much do I want to risk injury to go all out? Not to say they wouldn't try, but, Joey Bosa in that game.
Yep.
Am I going to go into week 17 against the Eagles thinking, the division's locked up? And it'll really be dependent on the one seed. Because if they're in full control of the one seed, then maybe it's, all right, a guy like Bosa, I don't really play him in this game. Maybe play him 10 snaps or something. But if I'm tied with Kansas City or tied with Baltimore for the one seed, then maybe there's a discussion to have about, okay, you're going all out.
Yeah, I look forward to the conversation leading into that. It reminds me, last year, the Chiefs locked up the one seed on Christmas. They played the Steelers. Now, you might say the Steelers are a physical team, but I don't think the Steelers were very good last year. So they went out and they just took care of business against a Steeler team that wasn't very good. It really might be the Bills to lock up a one seed or the division or whatever, that late in the season. I when it first came out, my thought was Philly week 17 is a waste. It should be earlier.
Yeah.
But being earlier would just be for entertainment purposes. This would be closer to the playoffs, closer to, I don't know, potential Super Bowl matchup. Mm-hmm. Whatever. At least it's here. The schedule looks good. It's a nice schedule. There's lots to like about it. 803-0550. Take a look at it. Give us a call. It's finally out. What do you like? What do you not like? Carolina week 8. We like that for a golf trip.
Do we like our Carolina game being Sunday at 1?
Yeah, I think we like that. I mean, Monday Night Football for that was an idea just to, you know, extend the week there. They got Monday Night Football in Atlanta, which I think is not too bad.
Yeah.
All right. A Monday night game against Atlanta, a Thursday night game in Houston. Maybe the Atlanta game being on Monday night makes that trip a little better. Maybe not. I've already got an invite to go down to Atlanta from our former program director, Andy Roth. Let me know if you're in town.
Uh-huh.
He's down in Atlanta. So, you know, the whole thing is it's a nice schedule. I think the story is Baltimore. Start the season, how you ended last season at the stadium, and that's Baltimore.
Yeah. Yeah, I would mostly agree with that. They put the Chief game, are we just never going to get anything different, by the way? It's always going to be, you know, early November, late October at 425. There's been no change with that for 5 years now. I mean, the last time these two teams played that was at night even was the COVID year.
Yeah.
So,
well, the playoff game wasn't at night.
Okay, maybe the playoff games have been more mixed around.
Yeah.
But when the schedule comes out, Bills Chiefs is going to be late October or early November at 425 every single time.
And last year, 425, it was dark. You're right. It depends on how dark it is.
Yeah. So I was wondering if that might change it up, but I guess just go with what works on that front.
Yep.
And week 9 is just late enough to where, again, like I'm going to be thinking with this schedule and with their regular season, like you get the top seed. It's the one thing you haven't done. And for Kansas City, like that game being in week 9, I think it's just late enough where that feels like a race between the two of them, and both would still be in it almost no matter what. Neither team would be like multiple games ahead by week 9. I think it would be a little surprising if you had that. So I was a little interested where that game came in, was basically the same.
803-0550. In the Bills game in the playoffs against the Ravens, they led at halftime 21-10.
Yeah. Yeah.
And won 27-25.
Mm-hmm. Couple field goals.
Got intense. 803-0550, our number. All right. So Howard picks the Bills coming up at 8 o'clock. Sal at 7 to break it all down. There are a number of interesting things about the schedule for different teams. The Lions' home schedule is crazy good. The Giants' season ends in the first, like, month.
Mm-hmm.
They have murderers
yeah,
row.
Yeah, they're going to be toast.
Jets and Steelers as an opener.
Yeah.
That is potentially a double revenge game. Justin Fields and Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
If Rodgers signs with the Steelers at any point. So that one's pretty good.
Yep. How about the Vikings getting so many national window games?
Yeah, with a rookie quarterback.
I mean, they're week 1 Monday Night Football, right? They've got did they max out on primetime games? They were at least where the Bills were. But week 1 against Chicago is the Monday night game, which I thought was a little bit interesting. By the way, the Bills, if we didn't mention this, their Monday night game against Atlanta is a doubleheader. There's only three Monday night doubleheaders all year. One of them is while Bills and Falcons are taking place at 7 on October 13th. You'll have Chicago and Washington at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that.
That's a good game.
Yep.
International schedule will grow and grow. We have Adam Schefter talking about that, so plenty to get to. You can give us a call. Wide open phone lines. Brian Koziel going to preview the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow as well as we roll through this Thursday morning today, the opening round of the PGA. Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring, 803-0550 on WGR. Picture yourself. Week one's happened. Your fantasy team is dominated. And the music hits.
Oh, fantasy. I got to look at the week 1 fantasy slate.
This is fantasy football. By the way, worth mentioning, Bills-Eagles week 17 is fantasy Valhalla. Potentially.
I think it's fantasy Augusta.
What is that? What?
That's better.
Well, I wasn't speaking of golf course. I was speaking of like the you know, oh. the mythic Norse
I guess I did.
Heaven.
See, I guess I didn't even know that was a thing. I just thought it was just the name of a golf course.
No.
Oh,
it's,
really?
It's a word for...
Have you never seen the Thor movies?
Sure. I have.
They regularly reference Valhalla.
Yeah.
Well.
In the Thor movies, it's a...
If he had said Ragnarok, I would have known exactly what he meant.
Oh.
But I guess Valhalla, I didn't. Golf oh. brain.
803-0550. Golf brain. Excuse me. Jeremy and Joe, ball.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tomorrow to start the season, that's juicy. And we'll get a PGA Championship preview here as well. On the schedule, maybe you remember things we've said, maybe you don't remember things we've said. I remember one thing I've said a lot about the Bills and where they live right now, which is I said I want the life the Steelers used to have, not the football team, but the life. And the life was you're in all these big games all the time. And the Bills have taken that life. Opening the season at home against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
As the game of the week? One of them, for sure. I mean, Eagles-Cowboys is decent. Chargers-Chiefs is pretty good. But Ravens-Bills, they're giving you game of the week status in week one.
Yeah.
The last two MVPs, and then primetime week three, primetime week five, 425s all up and down the schedule. You know, it's a little bit about the timing. Really, what it is how many times is the country going to tune in and say, man, I can't wait to watch this game? And that is the life of the Bills right now.
I think it is definitively the best game of week one.
Probably.
There's not many that can really top it, but it's better in terms of being a matchup.
Two teams.
Better than Cowboys and Eagles. It's better than Chiefs and Eagles. Certainly better than Vikings and Bears. The 425 game is Lions and Packers. That might be the one that comes closest.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
803-0550 if you want to join us. Brian Koziel on the Wester Hotline, a little PGA Championship preview. And Brian, thoughts on the schedule? How do you like it? How do you like Baltimore to start?
I think the word you use, juicy, is good. It really is. I mean, out of all these matchups that they have this year, we know that there's some good ones with Kansas City, of course, and Philadelphia, but to open with this game, a rematch of one of the playoff matchups from last year with the two candidates that went down to the end for MVP with Lamar and with Allen, I think it's pretty good. There's always the opening week nerves aspect of how can they do, and there's always a piece of me that, like last year, the Arizona, I believe, was the opener, like that felt safer. this one, beyond the fact that it's excitement because the season starts, the fact that you obviously, you know, you can lose this game because Baltimore's really good. Like, there's that layer to it as well. But, yeah, and then, of course, you know, being at night on one of the feature slots, I'm sure the stadium's going to be just going nuts for this opening game. Yeah, I like it. We haven't had a game, I think, for the Bills to open where you literally could say, like, the game's a coin flip in terms of the competitive level of it, I think, in a few years. So that there's that extra layer to it, I think, really, really makes it a good one to start.
That's true. It might, the Bills, ranking the Bills openers of the past, I mean, I know they opened the season against the Rams when they were Super Bowl champions. Like, that's kind of it. It's certainly better than the way they've had the last couple years. It's better than Cardinals at 1 o'clock in terms of just the status of the game.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, I'm sure there'll be more Lamar versus Josh discussions, the last two MVPs on the field, and the fact that, you know, you've put those two head-to-head again. That's the league wants their stars, you know, obviously profiled as much as possible. The NFL does an amazing job of promoting their stars, and to have two of them on the field at the same time is good. You know, I think, you know, we've been hearing, you guys have been talking a lot about, you know, could have been Cincinnati maybe in that spot too. I think probably my perspective is we view the Bengals maybe even more of a team that the Bills sometimes have a little trouble with than maybe just the league would. I think, you know, Cincinnati can play clunkers. We've seen them, what, they lost to New England in the opener last year, right? So I think on paper, yeah, Cincinnati at Buffalo, I think to us sounds maybe, you know, almost as good in terms of the competitive level, but I think to the rest of the football world, having Lamar and Josh and Baltimore and Buffalo, like, that is as almost as good as the Bills have on their schedule.
Brian Cozy on the Western Hotline. The NFL schedule is out. You, of course, can see it at WGR550.com or wherever you're going to look for a schedule. It's out there. Brian, we have the PGA Championship coming up this weekend. First round is today at Quail Hollow. And one of the storylines is that the players are just talking trash about it. I mean, like, it's kind of odd. I mean, I like to pretend we can relate with these golfers quite a bit, but sometimes they get to a course and they're just kind of in a bad mood and want to talk a little junk about it. And that seems to be what's happening here at Quail Hollow.
Yeah, it's interesting that, you know, normally players are very tight-lipped about saying anything. You know, lacks a soul is an interesting quote that we get.
Hunter Mahan, yeah. He threw some strays there at Kim Kardashian, but attempted to say that the course has no soul.
Yeah, and that's Hunter Mahan, who, you know, if you are a younger fan of golf, you might not even know who that is. But, you know, a decade ago, he was relevant with USA Golf. He played in a couple of Ryder Cups and President's Cups and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting comment because most golfers usually are going to say great things about every course that they go to because that's kind of just what you do. The local media wants to know, hey, say some really nice things about our course because we're proud that you're here for the week, and then, you know, we're going to splash it all over our website articles and all over our TV sports reports, and everybody's happy. So to hear that they're ripping into the course at times, you know, I guess with a handful of them is a little surprising. They were, you know, this course itself underwent a renovation less than a decade ago. And I heard one player say that they Americanized it, which a lot of players, I guess, would refer to the fact of, well, you have to make it longer and you have to grow the rough. And because that's what, you know, turning into a bomb fest here where, you know, how far can we make it? Can we make this 7,600 yards? Can we make it 7,700 yards? And we're going to grow the rough to the point where when you drop the ball, it disappears, because that's almost kind of the mystique of what we see with the U.S. Open.
Yep.
The PGA Championship's kind of gone back and forth in terms of, like, hey, what's our little niche? The Masters, of course, has their lane. They have Augusta National. They're there all the time. The jacket, the no phone. You know, they got their lane. The British Open or the Open Championship, there's, like, kind of their vibe. That's, you know, the home of golf, St. Andrews, all the other historical royal courses. Obviously, a Lynx setup. The U.S. Open has their shtick, right? Par is the ultimate, and we love to see players take double bogeys, and if you make a birdie there, it's incredible, and they want the winning score to be even par at the end of the tournament. The PGA, while I think it's been better over the last decade since it's made its move over to the May time slot, I think it gets a lot more attention than when it did in August. At times, I've complimented it because I said, hey, like, it doesn't have to be like the U.S. Open. It doesn't have to be kind of crazy tough. It's had really some exciting finishes. In fact, you know, you want big swings. You want tough holes, but you also want holes where guys can score well. I thought that the PGA of America has done a nice job in setting that up. With that being said, you know, you're asking me about the course itself. I think maybe a piece of it, they play a regular PGA Tour event here every year. It's a long time. It's been the Wells Fargo Championship. It just changed to the Truist Championship. They didn't play it there last week. It was at the Philadelphia Cricket Club last week because they had to move it because, of course, Quail Hollow is hosting the PGA Championship this week. But players maybe are just like, yeah, we see this every year on the PGA Tour, so maybe it's a little less special for them, kind of more ho-hum just because they see it every year. Maybe, you know, that's a small part of it. But I was a little surprised that players were going after the course because, again, normally they have a lot of nice things to say about it.
So longer tee boxes and or just longer fairways in general and thicker rough, is that to mean this is a week to be looking at like some of the big hitters on the tour?
I would think so, especially too, Joe, because they've had quite a bit of rain over the course of these last 3 days. Monday, they actually had to close the facility to spectators because it was raining so hard. I don't know if anybody saw it. There was, like, at least on kind of the golf social media, there was a viral video of Hideki Matsuyama on Monday putting with his paddy holding the umbrella over him through puddles on the practice putting green, and it was, like, dark out. It was just, I don't know, it was a weird scene. But guys were, if they were able to practice on Monday, they had to practice in pouring rain. They do, part of that renovation that they did recently, they have sub-air systems in the green, similar to Augusta National. So the green still will be fine. They still will be firm. The fairways, though, and the rough are probably going to be thick and probably going to be soft. So that would be, again, advantage to long hitters. So, you know, right away, to me, the two that I think of instantly, I think of McIlroy and I think of DeChambeau. And probably not a surprise that, you know, they're two of the top three favorites along with Scheffler. I think you would say they're favorites regardless of whether the course is playing short or long, but the longer hitters this week are going to have an advantage because there's not going to be much roll in the fairway. So an opportunity for them to maybe have, you know, better scoring coming in. If the greens are even a tad softer, I'd still say advantage to guys that are great with their wedges, and McIlroy has really tuned his game to be great with his short game now. That's part of the reason why I think he's having an incredible season on tour. I mean, winning the Players, winning the Masters, if you've got a chance, if he's in contention here, I mean, this could be one of the greatest starts to a season that we've seen in terms of big-time tournaments. And Rory has as much success as anybody at this course. He's won the event that I mentioned, the regular PGA Tour stop at Quail Hollow. He's won it 4 times. He holds the course record here with a 61. He also has the tournament scoring record when it's here at Quail Hollow with 21 under par. And his scoring average at Quail Hollow is 69.4. It's nearly a shot better than anybody else over the course of his career during the time that they've been playing at Quail Hollow. So the horse for course argument, plus the rain, plus how he's playing, plus maybe the mental lift of getting the Grand Slam, a lot of boxes you could be pointing at saying that Rory could have another good week here.
One thing about this course that I think people will appreciate as we're talking with Brian Kosiel about the PGA Championship, which starts today. Get plenty of schedule talk coming up, Sal, top of the hour. There are water holes, Brian. Multiple water holes. And I just feel like anytime you're hoping for big swings in an event, water holes matter. And they're not just, hey, can this guy get it over the pond, over the creek? It is, there are multiple holes where there's water up the entire side of a hole, where missing right or missing left is a stroke penalty. You've got water, a major, major factor at this tournament.
Yeah, and that, in some sense, is I think a creek runs through at least most of the course, too, as you mentioned.
Especially on the back. On 18, there's a creek right in the middle. It's a fun course.
Yeah. What that does is then, you know, you think, well, if it bombs away this week, that at least gives you that element that if you're not accurate off the tee, that you can pay for it even in a more penal fashion than just, oh, I might not have a great lie. It could be an instant penalty stroke, as you said. So that'll be an extra layer for sure. And, you know, that'll be interesting to see if guys maybe Arte is accurate, what sort of decisions they make, which say, hey, maybe I have to hit 3-wood here to keep it more accurate, which means I've got a longer shot into a green on a very, very long course. So, yeah, that's another extra layer for sure. Even just aesthetically, you know, it does the creek running through the course. I think there are some really nice looking holes, including 18, as you mentioned. So I think that we'll get to see that through the television coverage here over the next 4 days.
Brian Koziel. Brian, where are you guys for Tee to Green this week?
We are about as north as we could go here in New York here, at least in Western New York. We're in Youngstown. We're almost literally right on Lake Ontario. We are at Niagara Frontier Golf Club. We're excited to go there, and we're going to be on for 2 hours as we do for major week. So 7 to 9 this weekend on Saturday morning.
And then Batavia Downs for the Preakness?
Correct. Yep. I'll be there from 2 to 5.
Big day. You're busy. You're busy on Saturday.
Yes, I know. Yep. Youngstown and then to Batavia. It's going to be a good day.
All right. And then, of course, the Lou Lamoriello Press.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This conference at some point. No, I'm kidding. Well, we don't know about that.
I still can't believe a day later what that ended up being.
Yeah.
Just his Nexus interview. That's it.
Allegedly. Thanks, Brian.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the tournament today.
Yep.
And Joe, you said it. Coming up quick this morning for those that want to watch the premier tee time of the day. You've got McIlroy and you've got Scheffler and you've got Schauffele all together at 8:22 this morning.
Let's go.
Beauty.
Thanks, Brian.
Okay, guys, thanks.
More of your phone calls, 803-0550 on the schedule. Mike, we'll get to your call right on the other side. Sal Capaccio, top of the hour, his thoughts on the schedule release. Here it is. We've got it all. No holidays, no international travel, plenty of 4 o'clocks, plenty of late games, night games. Jeremy and Joe to break it all down with you here on WGR. Schedule winners and losers. Some teams have tough goes of it, including the Lions. So the Lions season starts like this. Packers, Bears, Ravens, Browns are mixed in there. And then Bengals, Chiefs, Bucks, Vikings, Commanders, Eagles.
Yikes.
And then the Giants.
Yeah.
Packers, Cowboys, Rams, Steelers, Vikings, Bears. That is a tough schedule.
Yep.
The schedule and your difficulty of schedule really comes down to which division you're crossing over with and the timing of it.
Yeah,
like the Bills are crossing over with the NFC South, which is okay, and the best team there is Tampa,
but it's not like that marquee of a division. In fact, it's probably the least marquee division in the league.
Whereas the Lions, one of their crossovers is the NFC East, which has three good teams.
Right.
Three at least respectable teams. Their own division is very good. And their crossover AFC is the North, which has at least two, maybe three respectable teams.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, kind of, it's not quite luck of the draw, but it kind of is. It's cyclical, but the cycles are unexpected. And you could have a rough year in there somewhere. So the Lions have a tough road.
I was looking at the Sunday night schedule a little bit later in the year. I don't think there's much opportunity for the Bills to get flexed later in the season.
Unless someone in the division is good?
Yeah, that. And also, so many of their games are at 425.
Right.
And those games are just never getting... Like, if New England was great and the division is in the balance... And you go to week 15, like, okay, that's Vikings and Cowboys right now on Sunday Night Football. And there's a chance of that. That's one game, though, I feel like I can realistically find, like, oh, yeah, that could get flexed. Because they're not getting, like, 425 against Cincinnati is not getting flexed, right?
No.
Fox, that's a Fox game. Fox is not letting that game out of their grasp. They'll protect that game.
Right, those games get protected.
And Philly in week 17, so maybe week 15, but I think most likely this is the Bills' primetime schedule.
803-0550. Sal, on the other side, will dig through it, the travel, the spots, the you know, the rundown. And Howard picks the Bills coming up at 8 o'clock. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.